Today on Veterans Voices, we hear from two veterans who never saw combat. Even though that's the case for most men and women who serve in the military, Cody Stevens of Xenia and Cole Hamilton of Dayton have mixed feelings about not getting to deploy. Cole is an Army veteran and Cody is a Marine Corps veteran. Both are Wright State students.
I was just up one night real late and I was watching military documentaries and stuff like that. And I watched one called Making Marines. I was like, I need to change my life because I was just being fat and lazy. And I was like, well, if I want to change my life, the Marines will do it.
When I was 17, my dad gave me three options, and it was go to school, learn a trade, or join the military. What he really meant was go to school. So I joined the military the next week, and he had to sign for me, and he hated it. Like, I really joined solely to travel and see exciting things and stayed in North Carolina for 3 years. Like, it's kind of ironic.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I got to travel around the country a little bit. I mean, we did some training in West Virginia. They sent me to a basic investigator course in San Diego. So, I mean, San Diego's a beautiful city, so it was nice going there. But I really wanted to get out of the country. And, you know, after 7 years, I'm a little frustrated. I didn't get to get out of the country at all. So how do you feel about that?
The most irritating part is anytime somebody asks where I went or what I did in the military, I could tell them airborne school, ranger school, this and that. But what they hear, or to me, what I think they hear is I never left the United States. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if in my head it's like I lose or there's lost respect there, or it's just something that, I don't know, hits me really hard, like being a veteran and not ever going anywhere. Like, it's just really irritating and hard to get past because that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life, like not kind of share that experience with the people I served with.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that because I really wanted to deploy at least once.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, what do you think when people say, you know, thank you for your service? Like, how do you feel about that?
It's a weird little moment in my head because I'm like, yeah, no problem. Don't want to be thanked. And then there's a part of me that's thinking, like, there's some guys out there that, like, I would thank for their service, like, because I hold a lot of people above myself when it comes to seeing combat, and when I'm getting the same thanks they are, it stings a little, or I don't know, it's an odd feeling.
I mean, I guess we can be thankful that we don't have to bear that.
I don't know, it's very bittersweet not having to go. And also, it's like for lots of guys that did go and deploy, that's not something to complain about in front of them. I've talked to lots of people who wish they didn't go and see the things they did see, and I'm here, like, you know, complaining about not going and experiencing what they did when it's something terrible they're going to have to live with. So it's really a difficult thing to kind of, it's like an internal battle. I'm happy, I'm not.
Yeah, and I get that.
It's hard to be proud of things. Like, you can't really talk about it without, you know, somebody, there's always somebody there who did something more or was a tier above you, and then just kind of got to keep it to yourself, and it sort of sucks sometimes.
There was times where I got down, but there was times where I was proud. Every Toys for Tots season, you know, if that's just standing in the mall, collecting toys and money, you know, giving back to our community, I was always proud of that. I love helping them out. And I'm like, I feel like if we're not deploying my unit, this is what we're doing here.
There's really nothing I regret. It was just sort of luck of the draw when it comes to getting deployed. It's probably the best decision I made as an adult. Well, actually, as a teenager at the time, but it set me up for success. I'm wrapping up a bachelor's degree now. Haven't paid a dime for college. Made great friends. Lots of memories. Can say I served my country.
I think, you know, that mission was accomplished, that I did change my life. I'm happy with who I am, where I am, and where my life is going.
That was Marine Corps veteran Cody Stevens talking with Army veteran Cole Hamilton. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported in part by a grant from the Jacob G. Schmidlap Trust's Fifth Third Bank trustee.